March in English poetry also inevitably recalls Wordsworth and daffodils. In our January programme, I hazarded a simple definition of poetry as an expression of feeling in musical language. Wordsworth, who knew what he was talking about, prefaced his lyrical ballads of 1798 with the following account of the poetic process as he knew it. Poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. It takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Emotion is contemplated till, by a species of reaction, the tranquility gradually disappears, and an emotion kindred to that which was before the subject of contemplation is gradually produced and does itself actually exist in the mind. These dry, abstract words are given poetic body and life in his well-known lines reflecting the scenery of Esthwaite Lake. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodil. The joyous scene, recollected in tranquility, later, at a time of leisure, reproduced its poetic feeling, and hence the poem.